If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
All right, time for the newsroom temperature check, brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Steve?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, of all those little things that you would, your mom would make cookies with, that you, like the things they'd put on top, there were like those BBs, those silver BBs, right?
Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, and you try to eat those, or there'd be like the little flowers or things like that. But then the ones that are around all the time are the sprinkles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never really liked sprinkles that much. Anyway, you put sprinkles on ice cream. You ever do that?
No, because I don't like sprinkles either.
Yeah, they break your teeth.
No, these are like soft and flavorless. Kevin, you like sprinkles?
I do not like sprinkles. I don't feel like they add much, and they just add an unnecessary little crunch.
Well, you're wrong. I mean, they add color. They're very colorful.
It does make it look better, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't taste. There's no taste.
Yeah.
Anyway, a guy who jumped into the Museum of Ice Cream sprinkle pool in New York is suing the museum because he broke his ankle.
Oh, my gosh. Was it a contest, or did he just throw himself in because he thought it would be fun?
Well, I think he thought it would be fun. He said it's there, and it's clear that they invite people to jump into the sprinkle pool through its advertising and promotional materials. They said the suit says it creates the reasonable but false expectation that the sprinkle pool is fit and safe for that activity.
But you know the age of him? How old was he?
He's too old to jump in the damn sprinkle pool, Lisa.
That's what I thought.
But when I read this at first, I thought they were real sprinkles, and I thought, man, you'll come out with sprinkles everywhere. That would just be disgusting.
Yeah, like glitter. They should have a glitter pool.
But what they are is they're like little plastic tubes, like the ball pool.
Oh, yeah.
But they're sprinkles. Mm. And he jumped in as an older man and broke his ankle, and he's suing. There's an ice cream museum here, isn't there, on Michigan Avenue? There is, in Trump Tower. Not Trump Tower, Tribune Tower. Oh, my God. Anyone who's ever written for the Tribune is,
But, yeah, we hear those suits, and I just think you got to take some responsibility for yourself.
Well, yeah, that's one thing, but it got me thinking of sprinkles, and I think sprinkles are just the biggest waste of time.
Yeah, they're gross.
But you'd break into your mom's cabinet, like, off Christmas time and eat those BBs?
We went, there's this ice cream spot that just opened up near us, and Bridget wanted some ice cream, so we went to get some ice cream. How much do you think they charge for sprinkles at this ice cream shop?
You mean to put sprinkles on?
To add? That should be free.
Yep.
How much?
$1.50 for sprinkles.
Wow.
That was the most expensive ice cream I have ever purchased in my life.
Hey, she's having a baby. You do whatever she asks.
Well, that's why we went. I said, you want ice cream? Let's go get ice cream. It's a new ice cream spot, and they charge $1.50 for sprinkles.
Did she get the sprinkles?
Yeah, she likes sprinkles.
This is like a Seinfeld episode. You're not getting any sprinkles.
I was like, it was like their grand opening, so at least I got a free piece of fudge out of it. They were very kind when we walked in, but when I saw how much it cost for a scoop of ice cream and some sprinkles, I was like, okay.
That was probably a penny a sprinkle.
That's, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. What else is she craving? Does she have cravings yet?
The one constant has been cheeseburgers.
Really?
Doing my best to maintain, because she'll get like Tuesday night, she's like, I need Melnati's deep dish. I'm like, Tuesday night we're eating Melnati's deep dish. Okay, sure, let's do it. Let's order the pizza.
So you're coming up on a month, man.
Yeah, we had our 3-hour what to expect class last night at the hospital, which I was kind of dreading, but I feel so much better after doing it, because they really walk you through from start of labor all the way until discharge from the hospital.
None of it will happen like they say.
Yeah, well, it was...
Thought of that, Mary wasn't going to say it to him.
Sorry.
But now, I mean, they show you all the possibilities.
Well, yeah, well, that's good then. Yeah.
Yeah, it is wild,
every
though.
Experience just, is different, that's for sure.
And you're going to be there? You're going to cut the umbilical cord?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. It's, honestly, for me, one of the big things was, like, I just need to know, where are we going? Where do I need to take my wife when she's going?
What do I pack?
Yeah, where are the checkpoints here?
Where's the cafeteria?
Exactly. All that stuff. I feel better about it after
But you can walk
around.
There, right?
We walked there in under 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah. It was like 7-minute walk. It is very close to our apartment. I'm like, hey,
I might be able to
walk home and take a shower and have a sandwich and then come back.
Well, just walk Bridget there. That'll speed the whole thing up, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll be in the doghouse if you desert her to go home and have a shower.
I'm just saying it is very convenient for us right now. So
they sent us home when they were doing the circumcision. Because they said, you really home. They said, well, because, you know, it was an adoption situation.
Oh,
so it wasn't
like I was in the hospital
or anything. But they were like, you know, just go home, get the car seat, get stuff ready. And I just thought, I don't want to leave him. It's just so stressful. Everything's so stressful. So you'll be much calmer than I was.
So there's one of my best friends. I went when they had their first child, I went to visit them. And like the next day or that day, I don't know. And I'm holding the baby, and the doctor, the nurse comes in to take the kid out to circumcise him. So I handed the kid over for the cut.
It's your fault.
And so, like, you know, every time I see the kid, he's an adult now. He's probably over 30 years old. But I'm like, you remember.
You played a hand in the circumcision.
Right. I was the last guy to hold you whole.
I love that. Was that your story, Kevin? Or
no,
you
I just kind of know how do we get into that. I think Steve brought it up. So yeah. I have another story. Do we have time?
Okay.
We have time for it.
Yeah.
Filipino gymnast Carlos Yulo. Have you guys been following this at all? He's won 2 Olympic golds.
Oh, yeah.
Just the second Filipino athlete to win golds. So they are celebrating big time in the Philippines. And he's getting all of these like prizes and offers. A real estate company's offered him a 3-bedroom condo. The government's offered him thousands of dollars. One company gave him a lifetime of free ramen. And even a health clinic has offered him a lifetime pass, free lifetime pass for colonoscopies.
Nice.
Oh. Yes. They are really rallying around this guy, and everybody wants in. He's become this local or national hero in the Philippines. Like, he's a celebrity. Public figures are all speaking out. He's getting a big chunk of change, million Philippine pesos. That's like $170,000 in U.S. dollars. But, he's getting all these offers, including free colonoscopies for life.
How much do they usually cost there?
I don't know. I think they just really wanted to get in on it because he's such a celebrity.
And
at
if
the
you
moment.
Like him, you get more than you need. But so, just real quick, on Instagram today, there was a story about 2 gold medalists from Ireland. The difference is they flew home on Aer Lingus by themselves to the Dublin airport. No one was there. They were going to take the public bus to Cork.
Okay.
There's the 2 of them. And some guy they were in the plane with said, oh, I'll give you a ride.
Okay. A little different than Carlos Yulo.
At least he didn't say, I'll give you a colonoscopy.
No.
And there are 3
I'll give you a
countries.
Ride and a colonoscopy.
Just for a bonus.
I got a guy in the neighborhood who can take care
2 for 1.
Of
it's a van.
It's a moving.
It's a BOGO deal.
Colonoscopy clinic.
There are 3 countries that only have 1 athlete. And 1 is Belize, 1 is Liechtenstein. So can you imagine if you're the only athlete? Like the Filipino guy, there's not that many. So you get all that love. And you're certainly the flag bearer because nobody else carries the flag for the closing ceremony. It's kind of interesting. It's been a good Olympics. All right, Mary, what's your story?
Well, mine's just a quick feel-good story. Who's your favorite Peanuts character? Anybody?
Linus.
Lucy.
Oh, I love Woodstock. I just love him.
You're stupid.
What?
I'm kidding.
So, 3 Illinois farms are taking part in some mazes. They're going to make mazes. Oh, thank you. For the 75th birthday of Peanuts. So they're joining other farms in Canada and the U.S. to make these corn mazes that are shaped like Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the Peanuts Gang. So I think that's cool. And the ones taking part around here, Kuiper's Farm in Maple Park, and All Seasons Orchard in Woodstock.
Kuiper's is awesome.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to go to the... Oh, I love Peanuts.
Yeah, and Woodstock's not too far for you. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Maybe Woodstock will be in Woodstock.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.